சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 36 வெர்ஸ் 42. குரோ சகாஷாதபி வேத வாக்யதஹ சஞ்சாத வித்யானுபவோ நிரீக்ஷ்யதம். ஸ்வாத்மானமாத்மஸ்தமுபாதிவர்ஜிதம் யஜேதசேஷம் ஜடமாத்மகோசரம். லார்ட் ராமா கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தி மகாவாக்கிய விசார ஃப்ரம் 24th ஸ்லோகா விச் ஹி ஹேஸ் ஸ்டார்டட் வித் 41 ஸ்லோகா. மகாவாக்கிய விசார இஸ் ஓவர். Now he is consolidating in this 42nd ஸ்லோக்க how one can do that enquiry of Mahavakya. Hey Lakshmana, until now whatever I have given the Mahavakya vichara teaching, that is possible for everyone only Guroho Sakashad. One has to approach his or her guru. Then alone one can understand one's own real nature. What is that real nature? Atma is my real nature. Anatma is body-mind complex, is a medium. Atma, Anatma, both are together when I utter I am. When I say Anatma, Atma, mixture, Mishritam is there. Therefore, I have to sort out intellectually. I, the original consciousness, OC, alone reflecting in காரண சரீரம் அவித்யா, தட் இஸ் காரண சரீரம் அநாதி அவித்யா பிரதிபிம்பித தட் சிதாபாசா, தட் சிதாபாசா இஸ் நோன் அஸ் ஜீவஹா இது ஈர்யதே. லார்ட் ராமா செட் தட் காரண சரீரம் விச் இஸ் த மீடியம் ஃபார் the original consciousness to reflect. So original consciousness and karana shariram both are there. In that the jiva is formed in the form of reflection, reflected consciousness. Once that jiva reflection formed, we take that reflection formed ahankara as real. Generally we say sukshma shariram, in the mind alone this OC is reflecting. Generally we come to know that, but without karana shariram where is the sukshma shariram, where is the sthula shariram? So it is understood. That is why in Vichara Sagara Grantha the Nishchala Dasa author takes that karana sharira pratibimba chaitanyam jivaha iti. What Lord Rama took here, the same the Vichara Sagara Grantha Karta also, it is better to take that pratibimba chaitanyam. He says, Lord Rama said the same thing. அநாதி அவித்யா பிரதிபிம்பித காரண சரீர பிரதிபிம்பித புத்தி பிரதிபிம்பித மீன்ஸ் காரண சரீர பிரதிபிம்பித இத்யர்த்தம். So mutual transference of the attributes happens. Mutual transference of the attributes. What are those attributes? The insentiency of the buddhi transferred to the sentient atma. The insentiency of buddhi transferred to atma, the sentient atma. And the sentiency of atma, the original consciousness, is transferred to buddhi. This mutual transference is called paraspara adhyasaha. Anyonya adhyasa or paraspara dharma adhyasaha. Sentiency is the dharma of consciousness, the atma, chaitanyam, and that inertness, jadatvam of that buddhi, the insentiency of buddhi is transferred to atma. That is why we say, I am so dull. The dullness, all this atma is not having. But I am superimposing the dullness to me, the original consciousness. Then sentiency of that original consciousness I am seeing in the mind, intellect and body. The whole body, mind is inert, jadam. It is not separate from this desk. Just as the desk is insentient, body is also insentient. The chair you are sitting and your body, both are equal. But you are listening to Ramagita, but chair cannot listen. Chair cannot understand. Only because of sentiency borrowed from the Atma Chaitanyam, the body is able to sit and listen and hear and try to understand. That we forget. That is called Adhyasa. I, the Atma, am lending sentiency to the body-mind complex. Because of that only sense organs, mind functioning, they are able to be sentient with borrowed consciousness. With this borrowed consciousness, they are experiencing outer world. None of us remember. Is it not Adhyasa? The superimposition. And taking the body, old age bodies, all disease, pain, all sorts of problems as my problems. Body, mind, inert sense, body, mind has got lot of problems. It is defective. Dosha bhuishtam. Mala bhandagaram. Body. It smells. It is defective. Last week class we don't remember. Is it not a limitation? So all these limitations I superimpose upon me. Therefore all problems are my problems, I say. What should I say? These problems belong to the body. They belong to the mind. Emotional problems belong to the mind. Physical problems belong to the mind. I should say, I should know that this is the truth. Body is never free from problems. I am ever free from problems. But what I am doing, I am mixing. That is why Shankaracharya in Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, he wrote, Yushmadasmat pratyaya gocharayoho vishe vishainoho samah prakashavat viruddha svabhavayoho itaretara bhavanupapattau. This is called Adhyasa, superimposition. So Guru has to explain so many years, decades, to come out of this Adhyasa, superimposition. And slowly we try to understand, manage to understand. That's why Rama says, Guru is must, Lakshmana. Without Guru, we cannot get this knowledge. Paramardhananda Swamiji says, Shravanam means listening to Shastra is must. How to listen from a guru? How to listen from a guru also? Consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive Acharya for a length of time. This is called Shravanam. See the first line. Guroho sakashad. From Guru alone, one can understand. Don't do any self-study, Rama says. One can understand. Even when Guru teaching itself, people are not able to understand. What to talk of without Guru? How difficult it is. Rama's words, we have to respect or not. Guruho sakashat. From Guru alone, one can receive what? Vedavakyataha. Vedavakyam mahavakyataha. Aham brahmasmi mahavakyam. Tattvamasi mahavakyam. Ayamatma brahma mahavakyam. And all these mahavakyams, prajnanam brahma mahavakyam, so many mahavakyams are there. Veda vakyataha, mahavakyataha, then alone jnana nishtha will come. When, don't ask, until it comes, study, 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 until it comes. Then what happens once you listen from the Guru, the Veda Vakyam, Mahavakyam? Sanjata Vidyanubhavaha. Sanjata Vidyanubhavaha means, Sanjata means that which is born, emerges out the knowledge. Aham Brahma Asmi. I cannot be other than Brahman. I cannot be other than Brahman. I am Brahman alone. Until Mahavakya Jnanam, I was thinking, I am so and so and located in so and so place. I belong to so and so. Mother of two children. Mother of one daughter or one son. Nowadays I have to say like that only. No? Wife of so and so, husband of so and so. I was thinking, that is not my real role. What is my role really speaking? All roles are in me. All roles are in me. My real nature is Atma Swarupam. All roles are taken by me because of this Upadhi, Sariram. This is Anityam Sariram. For some time it will stay and go away afterwards. So therefore, Shariram is given only to recognize Aham Brahma Asmi. The purpose of human body mind complex is only for one purpose. That is to claim I am Brahman. To claim I am Brahman. Just like that plug point, the tester is there, you know, tester. You put in that, it blinks, light comes. What is that? No. There is electricity. Similarly, here also tester. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. What is the tester? Mahavakya. You put Mahavakya and see what comes in there. Aham Brahmasmi light. Jnanam. That's why Jnana Jyoti. Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya. The plug point is not there, suppose. Where can you put tester? Isn't it? Electricity is formless. Electricity is formless. It has to be confined in one electrical gadget or plug point. Then you can see the electricity availability. Similarly, Atma is formless. Where can you see where is Atma? You cannot see Atma. Therefore, what is the tester here? Plug point like body mind complex. Tester is Mahavakya. Tat Tvam Asi. தத்து துவம் அசி. அட் டெஸ்டர் யூ புட் இட் இமிடியட்லி வாட் அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, ஐ ஆம் அவேரர், ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், ஐ ஆம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப், ஐ நோ, ஐ சீ திங்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் தட் அவேர்னஸ் இஸ் ஜட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். So body is like a plug point. It's a blessing. If you do not know this, this plug point like body mind complex, which is available electricity like Atma, recognizable pointer, recognizable place. Therefore, there you have to claim. If you do not know this fact, you think this body is miserable, body is giving lot of problems, body related people also giving lot of problems, lot of pains, MBBS. Swamiji says, life is MBBS. What is MBBS? Ajnani, Atma Ajnani, the ignorant person, self-ignorant person's life is miserable, boredom, burdensome, struggle. Not for Ramagita students. Life is wonderful for Ramagita students. Non-Ramagita students, life is an MBBS. Okay. So you want to have that title, MBBS title, or you want to claim Aham Brahmasmi, gold medal. Aham Brahmasmi. If I do not know, this is a mixture. One is anatma, I am atma, this is only mixture. I, the atma, shuddha atma, am not available without body mind complex. I am formless. I, the consciousness, am enlivening the inert body mind. Because of my blessing, these two are functioning. Mind, sukshma shariram, borrows, which is sukshma shariram and stola shariram are within karana shariram. That karana shariram is the bijam. That karana shariram is the medium number one, then sukshma shariram medium number two, stola shariram medium number three, RM1, RM2, RM3, all are functioning, blessed by me, they are sentient. In the fact we are missing. This fact we are missing, this is the truth. We are not supposed to miss in human life. So Rama says, Sanjata Vidya Anubhavaha. This is called Sanjata Vidya Anubhavaha. Anubhavaha means what? Jnanam. Not experience. Jnanam. Aham Brahmasmiti அகண்டாக்கார விருத்தி ரூப ஜானம் ஏவ அனுபவா இது உச்சதே. நிரீக்ஷ்ய, ஹேவிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். நிரீக்ஷ்ய மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். வாட்? தம். தம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வாத்மானம். தம் ஸ்வாத்மானம். வேர் இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மா? ஐ ஷுட் நாட் ஆஸ்க் வேர் இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மா. வேர் இஸ் நாட்? In everybody, in every body, I, the Atma, am there, Satrupena, Sidrupena, I am available. Swatmanam, self, I am myself. You are telling, no, myself, that myself you have given to body-mind complex. That is the problem. I have body, I have mind. I am not the body, I am not the mind. Shankaracharya in his Bhashyam, 13th chapter, Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga, beautifully writes, whatever I experience is not me. I, the experiencer, is different from the experienced body. I, the experiencer, is different from the experienced mind. How can I be the body mind? Taking body mind, use the body mind. Nothing wrong. Use the body mind intelligently and same. Thanks to body mind, you are my instrument, you are helping me. Without you, I cannot manifest. So that body mind also should say what? Yes, oh my dear, Satchit consciousness, Brahma Chaitanyam, without you I cannot exist. Mind should say, which mind? Intelligent mind. Intelligent mind will say, unintelligent mind will not say. Atma and mind, anatma, both are talking each other. Imagine. Okay, just imagine. Atma says to the anatma, body, mind, complex. Oh, the mediums, you three are helping me to manifest. Then anatma says, don't praise me, you are also helping me. Both of us are sharing. The intelligent mind says, because of your blessing only I am existing. I have no independent existence. You are helping me really. Through me, really it is my privilege. Mind says to the Atma, oh Atma, it is my privilege to help you to manifest through me. Example, we'll see. Surya, the sunlight, in the night you cannot see the sunlight. Night you can see the sunlight. You see the sunlight. You are all nodding your head. You see the sunlight in the night. I will show you. On Purnami day, you see the sunlight through the moon. Sunlight is telling. Suryan Bhagavan says, oh moon, I thank you. I am so grateful to you. You are helping me to shine in the night also. I am shining, appearing, illumining in the night also because of you. Then moon says, I am also very grateful to you, O Surya Bhagavan. I have no light of my own. Everybody enjoying Purnami, Purnami, moon, moon, moon. Everyone enjoying because of your blessing only. Really speaking, I, the moon, doesn't have. I am a chayagraham, a shadow. I don't have my own light illumination. So moon and the sun both are greeting each other. Like that, I, the Atma Chaitanyam, and the mind, anatma, intelligent mind, which is not away. Both are together. Moon and moonlight, which is belongs to sun, how far? Moonlight, which is belongs to sun, and the moon, planet, how far they are? No distance. They are together. The moonlight, when you say moon, is the medium. Light belongs to the sun. Similarly, when you say, I am, when you say mother, I am belongs to the Atma Chaitanyam, motherhood belongs to the body-mind complex. What a beautiful knowledge. What a wonderful knowledge. Amazing knowledge. This is called Jnanam Nirikshatam Tam Atmanam. Which is, what is that Atma nature is going to explain later. Okay, Tam Atmanam. Where is that Atma? Where? I am that Atma. I means which one? RM or R1, RM2, RM3 or RC, OC. OC, not RC. Isn't it? OC alone. But to say I am OC, I have to use RC. RM1, RM2, RM3, all of them I have to use. Without all of them, I cannot say, I am OC also, I cannot say. Clear though? Without body, mind, complex and chidabhasa, how can I say I am OC? Therefore, this is called nirishyatam. Tam atmanam, which is manifesting in the body-mind complex, which is lending the existence to the body mind complex, tam nirikshya swatmanam, where it is atmastham, atmastham in your own hridayam it is there. Svahridayastham ityartha, atmastham means svahridayastham, in your own hridayam. Yo veda nihitam guhayam, in your own hridayam, aham aham iti. Hridaya kuhara madhye kevala brahma matram aham aham iti. Sakshad atmarupena bhati hridi vishamanasa. So in hridayam, through the mind, I recognize, I am. That's what he says. Svatmanam atmastham. You have to recognize with what? Upadhi varjitam. I, the Atma, who am available in this hridayam, I am not the hridayam. I am available in the hridayam. Upadhi varjitam. Really speaking, I am not confined in anyone. I am available in the hridayam. Hridayam cannot limit me. Mind cannot limit me. Can the plug point limit the electricity? Electricity is everywhere. The plug point cannot confine the electricity. It cannot limit the electricity. Similarly, I, the Atma, cannot be confined by this upadhi, that buddhi or karana shariram or sukshma shariram or stula shariram. I am not confined by that. I am not limited by that. That is why upadhi varjitam aham svatmanam niriksha, tam svatmanam niriksha. So upalabdhi sthanam, in hridayam, renounce the, see what you are interested in, plug point or you are interested in electricity? Are you are in love with plug point or you want to use the electricity? A plug point, way it's working or not, why you test it? You want to make use of that electricity. You are not in love with plug point. Idu sonna swamini idu theriyada ani solluvar. Shastra is asking idu theriyada. Enna mind hridayam is like a plug point. Hridayam is not for hridayam's sake. Only to make use of that Atma Chaitanyam, that which is enjoying. All experiences are only for Atma, not mind-body complex. They are jadam. Really speaking, they cannot enjoy. Really speaking, I, the Atma, happily enjoying Ramagita class and listening about me only. Yes, I, the Atma, I am listening about myself even Swamini is talking. Ennennamo next statement chella. I hope you are also enjoying. Now if you talk from Lakshyartha standpoint, now you are all Jnanis. Okay. Nenakilamalyo, I am a Jnani. I, the Atma, I am listening about my glory through the body-mind complex sitting in the Ramagita class. Now, Ramagita class is meant for what? To recognize my real nature. How I am recognizing? Through the medium. Body-mind medium. You have carried the body to the class. You have carried your body, it comes, mind also comes along with that. I hope mind is not going outside. That mind is intelligent mind now. It has understood that I, the Atma Chaitanyam, am understanding I am not confined by the body-mind complex. Upadhi varjitam. Are you free from upadhi or not? To say I am free from upadhi, upadhi means medium, buddhi. மைண்ட் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் உபாதி. பிகாஸ் திஸ் இஸ் மிச்சா, பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் அன்ரியல் மிச்சா. எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் சத்தியம் நித்தியம், பிளட் பாயிண்ட் இஸ் அனித்யம். ஹவு மெனி பிளட் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் வி ஹவ் சேஞ்ச் இன் அவர் ஹவுஸ்? ஃபியூ டேஸ் ஓன்லி இட் வில் ஒர்க், பட் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி நித்தியம், இஸ் இட் நாட்? பிளட் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் மே கம் அண்ட் கோ அண்ட் யூ வில் சேஞ்ச் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் பிளேஸ் டு தட் பிளேஸ், பட் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி, நோ சேஞ்ச் இன் தட். Even its illumination is also because of bulb volts, volts of volts, watts, 0 watts, 1000 watts, 100 watts. This difference is also not because of electricity but medium. Similarly, our grasping, our understanding, our smiling face, our bloomy face, our gloomy face, all because of what? Medium. Medium. Not because of Atma. I am is same in all of us. But I have my own problems at home. You have your own problems at your home. All they belong to medium. But how nice it is. Huh? Very nice. Swatmanam, Atmastham Swatmanam, Upadhi Varjitam. Now what you have to do? Yadedasesham. You drop, give up. Yajet means intellectually give up. Give up means you should not go walk out from the class straight away to somewhere, forest. You go home only. Back to your home. Intellectually, yajet atesham. Completely, entire, what? Jadam, atma gocharam. Whatever is visible, appearing, to me, the consciousness, whatever I am seeing, everything is nama, rupa, jadam. Yajet means what? Mithyatva nischayam kuru. May you falsify them. Yajet means not taking kavi and going to forests or Himalayas. Our Shastra never recommends such a type of sannyasa. Krishna Bhagavan recommends, Lord Rama recommends, every jnani recommends what? Be where you are. But intellectually you have to attain knowledge, atmajnanam, and you have to falsify the jada prapancham, which is gocharam, which is objectifiable to you, which you are seeing, perceiving through your eyes, whatever you are listening sounds, whatever you are tasting, whatever you are smelling, whatever you are touching, every nama, rupa, asesha. Asesha, body included or not? Because you are experiencing the body, gocharam. Body is gocharam or not? Gocharam. Available for your experience. Mind? Mind also is available for your experience. So, asesha. Totally, Atma Gocharam, they are all available for the perception, for Atma only. Atma, consciousness alone is knowing. What it is knowing? It is knowing the body. It is knowing the mind. It is knowing everything. So therefore, Mithya Atma Nishchayam Kuru. Tyajet means, never give importance to them more than what they deserve. Don't give importance to the body-mind complex. It is a bundle of chemicals. It is an inert matter. Never give importance to that. Never carried away by that. Never get delusion. Anger, jealousy, hatred, all problems, fear, insecurity, unhappiness, all are coming because of that ignorance in the mind, my own mind. I myself am suffering because of my own ignorant mind. Make your mind enlightened. Lakshmana, make your mind enlightened because you are under sorrow. Therefore, all namarupams are lower order of reality. They are not satyam. they are all vesham. You are veshi, they are all vesham. Who put vesham is called veshi. That vesham is permanent or temporary? Every vesham is temporary. Veshi also temporary. The one who puts the vesham is permanent with compared to the vesham. Is it not? With compared to vesham, vesham is only 3 hours. Dance drama they are doing. 3 hours vesham. Afterwards they go to green room and wash up the whole makeup. Same person goes to another drama tomorrow, morning to till night. So many dramas doing. Veshi is not changing, veshams are changing. From the worldly standpoint, that example. Now come to Vedanta standpoint, philosophical standpoint. Who is Veshi? I the Atma. I am the Veshi. What Vesham I am putting? Mother Vesham, father Vesham, daughter Vesham, son Vesham, teacher Vesham. All Veshams, one or two, they are limited. Here all Veshams. All Veshams are my Veshams only. Therefore, now may you do Nididhyasanam in this manner. Nididhyasana is going to come. Nididhyasana topic, Lord Rama is going to give. What is Nididhyasanam? So after this shloka, we have to know what is Nididhyasanam. Tat Chintanam, Tat Kathanam, Anyonyat Tat Prabodhanam, Ekadeka Paratvamcha Brahmabhyasam Vidur Budha. Attend all the classes on Artha. Okay. Attend all the classes wherever your guru is talking maximum, so that it is a Nididhyasanam. It is a type of Nididhyasanam. If you are not able to travel, sit at home. Nididhyasanam, there are varieties of Nididhyasanam. First I will give the background. What is Nididhyasanam? Then we will go to the next sloka. Nididhyasanam, there are types of Nididhyasanam. Revision. It is a revision. Acharyas, they say Brahmabhyasarupa Nididhyasanam, Samadhyabhyasarupa Nididhyasanam, care of Drik Drishya Viveka. அது என்னன்னு கேட்காதீங்கோ, அது ஒரு டெக்ஸ்ட். ஐ டுக் இன் ஒன் ஆஃப் அவர் கேம்ப்ஸ், டூ கேம்ப்ஸ் ஐ டுக் திருக் திருஷ்ய விவேகா. நிதித்யாசனம் இஸ் எ டைப் ஆஃப் காண்டெம்ப்ளேஷன். காண்டெம்ப்ளேஷன் டு ரிமூவ் விபரீத பாவனா. ஸோ டு ரிமூவ் அஜ்ஞானம் ஸ்ரவணம். ஸோ ஸ்ரவணம் இஸ் ஓவர் நவ். Lord Rama has given Mahavakya Vichara, Shravanam we have done a lot. Everything we know. Before Swamini is going to say RM1, RM2, you yourself is able to talk about that composite entities. You are thorough. But, that but remains. Internalization is very important. Assimilation is important. Therefore, Shastra recommends just Shravanam is not sufficient. You have to do Mananam also. Samshaya Nivrityartham Mananam. Samshaya Nivrityartham Mananam. Reflecting upon the teaching again and again until all doubts cleared. Until that time I have to do lot of Mananam. Adha Tat Chintanam. Tat Kadhanam. Adeva Chintanam. All the time what? Vedanta Chintanam eva. Tat Kadhanam. If you open your mouth, you talk Vedanta. They will run away. If I meet this person, they talk Vedanta only. Let them run. Who are interested only will listen. Okay. We need not afraid of those people. No. Suppose if anyone is ready to listen only, you talk. Tat Kadhanam. Otherwise, you keep quiet and enjoy yourself. Anyonya Tat Prabodhanam. If you are able to teach for many people, you can become a teacher. Spend that as also a Nididhyasanam. This is the only job for Vedantic student. Either டிராவலிங் டைம் ஆல்சோ ததேவ சிந்தனம், சிட்டிங் அட் ஹோம் ததேவ படனம், ஆர் ரிகலெக்டிங், லிசனிங் டு சிடிஸ், லிசனிங் டு கேசட்ஸ், ஆர் லிசனிங் டு சம், ஆர் ரீடிங் மை ஓன் நோட்ஸ், ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் ரிட்டன். Sometimes we struggle to read our own notes. This happens to everyone. So again and again reflecting, even though I am working in my family, duties, all routine work is going on, but my mind internally, sapasa, tambura, shruti madri, music season illiyo. What is our music? Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. அஹம் நித்ய புத்த சுத்த முக்த ஸ்வரூபா ஆத்மா சர்வகத சர்வவியாபி, ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் அவர் சாங்ஸ். ஓகே, சோ லைக் தட் மனநம் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ, ஆல் த டவுட்ஸ் வில் பி கிளியர்ட். தென் விபர்யய நிவர்த்தியர்த்தம் ஹேபிச்சுவல் ஓரியன்டேஷன், இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரவணம் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டிர், புட்டிங் மில்க்ல அந்த சுகர் பால் வந்து சப்புன்னு இருக்கு, நோ டேஸ்ட். சோ வாட் புட் சுகர், ஆஃப்டர் புட்டிங் சுகர் இமீடியட்லி யூ டேஸ்ட் இட், வாட் இஸ் த டேஸ்ட்? அகெயின் ஸ்வீட்லெஸ், தென் வாட் யூ டூ? அனதர் புட் அனதர் ஸ்பூன் சுகர், 3, 4, 5. யூ நீட் நாட் புட், வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ? சிரப். That's why study from one guru, competent guru, systematically enough. Okay, first you have to assimilate it. If you want to become a teacher further, you can study, that is a different thing. To get knowledge, nishta, just as the sweetness of that sugar has to mix with the milk, you take a spoon and stir up. Stir, 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 then it becomes sweet. Like that we have to do homework, study at home. What is homework? Doing study, work at home is called homework. Some work at home. No Swami, I have homework na, cooking. Along with that also, that is why Swami CDs are also, they play along when they cooking, walking, earphones vetitte, Swami. All your talks are in this iPod, no? Small phone. Every talk is there inside and go on while walking or talk. No? There. Even servants are also listening in the house. They are telling, Ennamma, inikku podaliya, Swami amma lecture ani kepa. So regularly this lady, because kitchen work is 3 hours, 4 hours, what to do? She don't want to waste her time. Therefore, put CD, you know, so that everyone, Paavam, they are also listening. So, that is why Nididhyasanam, either by reading your notes, or rewriting, or listening to cassettes, or listening to, now cassettes gone, listening to CDs, or listening to your own iPhone, some method or other, do that. Another way of Nididhyasanam is sitting in one place, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Desha, Kala, Indriya Sthiti, Manasthiti, Buddhi Sthiti, Prana Sthiti, Sharira Sthiti, Asana Sthiti, all care of 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita. The entire 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita is talking about Nididhyasanam. சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம். So that is called நிதித்யாசனம். Once you are very much informed, mature enough by சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம், sitting and contemplation. Sitting and doing contemplation is சமாதி அபியாச ரூப நிதித்யாசனம். No, it is not necessary for me sitting at all. I can do all the time Brahma Abhyasanam anna, Pasyan, Srunvan, Prushan, Jigran, Ashnan, Gachan, Swapan, Shwasan. While walking, while talking, while eating, while thinking, all the time you can remember your real nature. And that is Brahma Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam. That is possible once you do long time Samadhi Abhyasarupa Nididhyasanam. So these are all types of Nididhyasanam. Rama is talking about that Nididhyasanam, whether you sit or you while walking or while reclining, but don't sleep while reclining. Any time you do Nididhyasanam. That Nididhyasanam, that word, how it has come, very beautiful word. Jaihi, to meditate, to ponder over, to contemplate. Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam ke Dhyanam, they say. But here Nirguna Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Mahavakya Rupa, Nididhyasanam is called contemplation. We don't call it as meditation. Dhyanam, object of meditation is outside, in Saguna Dhyana. But in Nididhyasanam, the object of meditation is not outside. Aham Brahmasmi iti Dhyanam. Contemplation. This is the highest Nididhyasanam, meditation. Dhyehi dhatu, dhidhyasa, desire to contemplate, desire to meditate. Dhidhyasa, desiderative form. Ni is prefix. Prefix is added. Nir plus dhidhyasa. That repha becomes visarga and it is dropped. Dhyanam kartum iccha dhidhyasa. Nir or ni upasarga indicates profound, repeatedly, constant, full. Dhyanam kartum iccha didhyasa. Nir plus didhyasa, repha is dropped. Nididhyasaha, nididhyasaha, its abstract noun is nididhyasanam. Anam pratyaya you add, it becomes nididhyasanam. That state in which the mind is over, no? Dwelling upon Atma. Nididhyasana means what? The state in which the mind is dwelling upon Atma Swarupam. That is called Nididhyasana. Now you got the Nididhyasana. What is Nididhyasana? Now let us read the next shloka. Nididhyasana topic. Up to 51. So much time Nididhyasanam topic is given. Shloka 43.
Prakasharupohamajohamadvayah. Asakridvibhatohamativanirmalah. Vishuddha vijnana ghano niramayah. Sampurna anandamayoham akriyah.
Now Nididhyasana, here Lord Rama talks about the Swarupam of Atma, nearly ten features of Atma Lord Rama presents here. So each feature is my feature. His features are very nice, her features are very nice, eyes are so attractive, nose is so, all these features we talk. All these features are anatma features. All these form features be deformed. That's why plastic surgery is thriving. People are doing lot of plastic surgery for nose, cheeks, chin, for everything plastic surgery. However much you do, wrinkles will come. That is why forms always will be deformed. I, the Atma, am formless. Ever young. No old age. Prakashaha, feature number one.
These are the real features. Until today you are thinking features of yours, curling hair, white complexion, eyebrows, nails, all features, height, all these features are wrong features. They are not my features. That is a wrong address. Now only we are coming to right address. Okay, innala wrong address kuduttu and the wrong address ponom pudhu number vandhaachu veettukku. New number has come. What are my features now? You should, don't you for outside people, you just understand. Prakasha rupaha. I am of the nature of illumining. Prakasha rupaha. I am of the nature of consciousness. Prakasha means don't think. Okay, 1000 watt bulb madri. Prakashama irkun. Prakasha is that in whose presence things are known. In whose presence things are known. Atma is that in whose presence all this, the entire universe is known. Surya also Prakasha only, no? We nod our head. No. Suryaha is not Atyanta Prakashaha. Surya is Prakashakaha of only forms. Surya cannot illumine the sounds. Understand? Surya illumine only forms. Surya cannot illumine the sound, but Atma knows the sound. Illumine, see, Prakasha, light is that in whose presence things are known. Okay. In daytime, Surya Prakasha, you know. In the night, stars, something, you say moonlight, something. If it is not moonlight, Amavasya day, what do you do? Moon, no moonlight, no sunlight. Candle put off. What do? No light. That is why they are not ultimate light. That light, Surya light, cannot illumine the darkness. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kutoya magnihi. Swayam jyoti brahmanam is the brahmanam which talks about the ultimate prakashaha is atma chaitanyam only. That is why atma swayam prakashaha. All the luminaries are not swayam prakashaha. That's what whole Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam Shankaracharya puts in one shloka, Eka Shloki. That shloka is a beautiful shloka. I took this also in one of our camps. Okay, how many of you remember? I do not know. Kim Jyotir Bhanumanahani Men Ratrau Pradipadikam Syadevam Ravidipadarshana Vidhau Kim Jyotirakshahi Me Chakshustasya Nimilanadi Samaye Kim Dhirdhiyo Darshane Kim Tatrahamato Bhavan Paramaham Jyotistadasmi Prabho. I don't want to explain. You want to go and listen to that. Eka Shloki, beautiful shloka. The ultimate light is only Atma. Who is the knower of Buddhi? I, the Atma alone. Daytime light, nighttime moonlight, Amavasya day, fire. When all of them are not there, who is knowing that? Irit room lo, fully dark. You are entering. No light inside. Who is knowing? Buddhi is knowing. Some sound comes there. Oh, you know where you are. When room is dark, who knows that where you are? In your house, you know where you are walking. Yes, sir. That Buddhi is the illuminator. How Buddhi knows? Buddhi is Jadam. Buddhi is known to Atma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Who is the real illuminator? Tell me now. Aham Atma. I know that I don't know also. I know my knowledge, I know my ignorance also. Clear? I know that I don't know. I know that I know. I know that I know. I know that I don't know. It's called Prakasha Rupaha. If you don't know this, you wait for Atma Prakasham. That is why some people talk, I saw light, Swamini, when I am meditating, I saw some Prakasha, Jyoti, Atma. Don't take literally. That is Brahma. Not Atma Prakasha, that is Brahma. Which is illumined by the Prakasha Rupa Atma. Brahma also illumined by Prakasha Rupa Atma, but you do not know that is Brahma. That is why people go on talking, what to do with these people? We can't do anything. We have to pray for them. Oh God, give them just way out of this ignorance. No. We can't do anything. Helpless. Therefore, getting proper guru, studying under such a competent guru for a length of time is a purva janma punyam. Great punya is required for that. Otherwise, our life will go waste. Therefore, prakasha rupaha itself, each, who is that prakasha rupaha now? Each feature is about me. Okay, the shlokam, prakasha rupaha, who is that? Aham. I am. Therefore, right number one, feature number one. I am Swayam Prakashaha, self-evident, self-luminous. Self-luminous, self-evident, I am. Number one. Number two, Aham Ajaha, birthless. Body has got birth. Mind, all these thoughts arise and go, but I, the Atma, never have birth. Na jayate, na mriyate va kadachit, at any time. Ajaha. This is the second feature. Then third feature is advayaha, secondless. Advayaha means sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata bheda rahitaha. There is no internal differences. There is no external differences. Any difference, no second thing at all other than me, the Atma. Then what about all these? All are only Vyavaharika Satyam, lower order of reality. I am Paramarthika Satya Atma. Therefore, drop identity with your Nama Rupa. Use the Nama Rupa. Own up, you are Brahman. Atma Swarupam. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.